Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today brings us to 1 Corinthians chapter 5. We'll listen to our guest reader, Dr. Michael Elliott, pastor of Regency Christian Center in Parker, Colorado, and founder of Touching Africa Ministries, as he reads the 13 verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
1 Corinthians chapter 5. It is actually reported there is sexual immorality among you, and of a kind that is not tolerated even among pagans, for a man has his father's wife. And you are arrogant. Ought you not rather to mourn? Let him who has done this be removed from among you. For though absent in body, I am present in spirit. As if present, I am already pronounced judgment on the one who did such a thing. When you are assembled in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and my spirit is present with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, you are to deliver this man to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people. Not at all meaning the sexual immorality of this world. For the greedy and swindlers or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother, if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed, or is an idolater, a reviler, a drunkard, or a swindler, not even to eat with such a one. For what I have to do with judging others? Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judges those outside. Purge the evil person from among you.
My journal entry in 1994 is the only one that really deals with the subjects in this chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 5. I wrote, "The church cannot tolerate open immorality. It will spread like cancer among the body." Quote, "Clean out the old leaven. Don't associate with immoral people." Quote, "Not with an immoral so-called brother. Judge those within the church. Remove the wicked man from among yourselves." In 2004, I was reading the Bible chronologically, so I was reading more than one chapter at a time. And on this day, I read 1 Corinthians 5 through 8. I did have a couple of lines referring to this, which I'll share. I wrote, "We must recognize willful sin within the body and not tolerate it. It can destroy the church." And then I went on into chapter 6 and I quoted verse 20, "For you have been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body." And then I finished with saying, "Be careful how we live so we don't cause others to stumble." And in 2015, I read 1 Corinthians 4 and 5 on the same day, and my entry was all about chapter 4 with nothing about chapter 5. In the first four chapters of 1 Corinthians, Paul really covered the arrogance of the church and some of the divisiveness based on who was following who. Now he lets the Corinthian church know that he is aware of some of their sexual immorality. Paul has some pretty harsh words for the tolerance of sexual immorality in the church. He says in verse 4, "When you are assembled in the name of the Lord Jesus, and my spirit is present with the power of our Lord Jesus, you are to deliver this man to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord." Then and now, Paul is saying we cannot tolerate sexual immorality within the body of Christ. He uses the illustration of leaven in a lump of bread. He says in verse 6, "Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump." So he's saying to them and to us, we have to deal with sins like this within the church or it can spread. Paul concludes this chapter by saying, "But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed or is an idolater, reveler, drunkard, or swindler, not even to eat with such a one. For what have I to do with judging outsiders? Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judges those outside. Purge the evil person from among you." These sound like harsh words from Paul to the church at Corinth. What would he think of our churches today? Remember, his point early in the chapter was to discipline sexual immorality so that the person could be restored. Isn't that true as parents? We discipline our children, not to punish them eternally, but to restore them to correct behavior. That is the love side of this message in this chapter. Paul is telling the Corinthians, he's telling us, when you know something is going wrong within the body of Christ, deal with it so that it won't spread and the person can be restored to faith. Does your church handle obvious sinful behavior in such a way? Do you have a discipline manual or a discipline procedure to handle such things? I personally have never been in church leadership, so I have never handled a disciplined case within a church. But I have been involved in the disciplinary matters of the Gideon's International, a ministry. The Gideon's International does have a discipline manual. And I have been involved in personal and corporate discipline of our membership. These matters are never easy to deal with, but 1 Corinthians chapter 5 tells us we need to do so. There is certainly a corporate application to this chapter, whether you're in a church or a ministry, that sexual immorality cannot be tolerated. But there's also a personal application, isn't there? If any of the listeners are currently involved in a sexually immoral relationship, stop. Go back to last chapter, chapter 4, verse 16. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. If you are caught up in sexual immorality at the moment, repent. Confess your sin to the Lord, who is faithful and just, to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Repentance means turn from the sin. Forgiveness means we're cleansed in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you give us a way of escape from sinful, immoral behavior. Thank you for being a God who hears our prayers, forgives us, and cleanses us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You have been listening to Ad Bible, audio daily devotions from the Ezra Project. You can learn more about the Ezra Project at ezraproject.net. There you can learn ways to share Ad Bible with your friends and your family. You can contact us and let us know what you think about Ad Bible. Just go to ezraproject.net and find the Contact Us page. Send us a note. We'd love to hear from you. And may God bless you as you continue to listen to Ad Bible.